Blog Talk Radio.
Please, everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Come on, everybody, help me celebrate. Travis Green!
Amen, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. Welcome, welcome to another edition of Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jack LeMay. She'll be up shortly, guys. Y'all better give God some praise. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. God better give us Y'all better get excited about Jesus, folks out there, because he is the only way back to the Father. So we thank God again. Let's give another round of applause because we love him so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you just joined us, this is Straight to the Point. The conference out the door. C. Henderson, our wonderful host tonight, is Evangelist Jack LeMay. And that number, guys, I want you to push that number out, guys. Push that number out. You guys have been on the internet all day. Push that number. 347-843-4559 is the number. Yes, yes. 347-843-4559. We can listen in tonight if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Ladies and gentlemen, as Evangelist opens up the line tonight, you guys can participate in the prayer time and the praise and worship, whatever you want to say that the Lord has done for you. So we're excited about that. So we thank you for that. Hey, that number 347-843-4559. Amen. God bless you. Hey, let's get started. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you, Evangelist Jack LeMay. She's somewhere in the time zone, folks. We can't divulge her location because it's top secret, but we want to let you know she's on the night on the network. Evangelist Mays, welcome to Straight to the Point again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. Thank you so much, Dr. Vaughn. God bless the Lord. Yes, God bless the Lord for today. Another great opportunity just to give God glory, another great opportunity to worship him, another great opportunity to let him know how grateful and how thankful we are because he is God and he is Lord in our lives. And we so thank God today. We so thank God today for today. For the word of the Lord says, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I just want to pause right here just to tell somebody, no matter what kind of favor she has, remember that this is the day that the Lord has made. My God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. So we thank God for today, because today is a great day. This is a great day. It's a good time to be alive. If you're alive and breathing and you're under the sound of my voice, this is a good time to give God praise. This is a good time. It don't get no better than this, to worship the Lord our King. This is a good time to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So we thank God for his son, Jesus. We glorify him. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come today to share in on this platform. Amen. We want to praise God, first of all, for Dr. Vaughn and for orchestrating everything and for setting everything up so well. He does such an excellent job, and we praise God for him, and we give him homage as well. We want to give homage and so much thanks unto Dr. Henderson, the visionary of this line, the Straight to the Point. Amen. I don't know exactly how many years that she's been on this wall, But we thank God for this platform that have blessed so many, that have been a rescue to so many. And we thank God for her hearing the voice of the Lord and obeying and not quitting and not giving up when things get tough. How many of y'all know sometimes stuff gets tough and it gets rough? But we just keep on moving and we keep on going forward. Amen. We are not a defeated people. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we thank God so much for her for giving us this opportunity to come on this platform and to share whatever the Spirit of the Lord give me and us that, you know, have come on the show to support and to help out in the show. So we thank God for you. God bless you, Dr. Henderson. We thank God for all of the listeners that are listening, that come on week after week after week, those that come back and listen to the replay. I'm telling you, you're not missing anything. If you have to hit that replay, listen, the anointing is just as great in that replay as it is in the original. So we thank God for those of you that have been faithfully hanging with us to, you know, to lift up the name of Jesus, to bless the Lord, to come together in unity. The Bible says, oh, how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So I'm so glad that we're all here tonight to come together. There's nothing, you know, like coming together and being in agreement, you know. And so I thank God for that. I thank God for my co-laborers, Elder and Prophetess Hembrick, that does a wonderful job, you know, holding it down. I praise God for you. Always have a fire message from the Lord. I bless God for them as well. Amen. And so I want to give homage to our artists tonight, Tim Godfrey and Travis Green. What shall I render? What shall I render? Because God is so good to us. He is so good to us that we have to be able to offer him something, to offer him something that express our gratitude for his goodness unto us, because he is good. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what has been before you, what against you. God is good. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. So I want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. If you don't know what Straight to the Point is, it is a prophetic broadcast that deals with real issues. It deals with your everyday issues. We deal direct with the issues that you deal with. And so we thank God for joining tonight to Straight to the Point. So God is a good God, no matter what's going on. I don't want you to look at the problems. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the situation, but keep your eyes and your heart and your soul and your mind set on Jesus. Amen. He said, those that keep their mind on me, he said he'll keep you in perfect peace. That means it could be a storm going on around you. And when I say a storm, I ain't talking about looking out the window and seeing no rain and thunder and lightning. I'm talking about chaos going on around you. I'm talking about all kinds of wickedness and evil going on around you. But if you can keep your mind stayed on Jesus, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace, even in the midst of all of what's going on around you. It won't even touch you. It won't even affect you if you can just keep your focus and keep your mind on Jesus. You know, I'm reminded of Paul when they were in that boat and they were on the water, and Jesus told him to come to me. And Paul, or was it Peter, stepped out on that water in faith and began to walk to Jesus. And as long as he focused and zeroed in on Jesus, he was able to operate in that miracle of walking on water. My God. So it is very important. It is very important to us today to train ourselves and to discipline ourselves into almost like a militant discipline, that no matter what's going on in the world today, no matter what's going on around you, in your city, in your country, on your job, in your family, no matter what's falling apart, what the doctors are saying, what's against you, you have to train yourself and discipline yourself to remain undistracted, to remain focused on Jesus, remain focused on the purpose that he has created you. He said, I know the plan that I have for you, and he knows the purpose that he created you. So stay focused. Stay focused on the purpose. Focus on the agenda, because we are in the end time. Come on. We are in the end time, and it's a lot of distractions going on. It's a lot of chaos going on, a lot of wickedness going on, and evil all around you that can easily upset you, easily get you off track, get you bitter, get you unforgiving because of the things that are going on, get you off from what God created you to do. But remain focused. Keep your focus on the task at hand. You know what you came here for. Amen. You know what you came here for. You're working on your assignment, and you know your God-given assignment. Don't move from your assignment no matter what goes on. I don't care what you lose. I don't care what's broken. I don't care what comes. Don't lose focus on what you're to do, because it's dependent upon us as men and women of God to stay and stand our position that God has given us in the kingdom, so that we can overthrow the wickedness and the evil that is going on around us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to be able to hold our ground. Hold your position. Don't be moved. Don't be moved by the wind that blows. Don't be moved by what you see with your eyes, because that's getting ready to change. Amen. So your circumstances get ready to change just because it's looking like it is today. That's not the end of it. But it's up to us as men and women of God, strong men and women of God, to stand firm. Stand firm on what you believe. Stand firm on God. Stand firm in this time and in this season. Not only for us, but for others. Somebody has to stand in the gap. Everybody can't do it, but somebody has to. For the next generation, somebody has to. For your neighbor, somebody has to. For your children, somebody has to. For your grandchildren, you've got to stand, and you've got to stand strong. Hallelujah. You cannot be moved, because somebody's life is dependent upon it. Somebody's soul is dependent upon it. Amen. Because Jesus released us here to win the soul. He said a wise man will win the soul. So we study. We study the soul. We study how the enemy diverts the soul. And we go in as men and women of God to dismantle every demonic influence, every wicked influence that is standing, every principality, every stronghold. We are assigned to go in and dismantle, my God, dismantle every disruption against the kingdom of God, the kingdom of life. Amen. So we have a job to do. We have a task to do, that we have to do it well. And we have to finish strong. Hallelujah. We're in a time now where we're in perilous times, evil times. We're in times where people are not fearing God anymore. We're in times where people are doing whatever they want to do. They're not regarding the Lord anymore. And so we have to be able to fill in that gap and to go to God on behalf of our nation, go to God on behalf of our cities, our states, our churches, our families. Go to God. Somebody's got to be that priesthood that goes before the Lord and asks for mercy and asks for God to deliver and set free and bring those bondages off of people's lives. Amen. So we cannot be distracted. Can't be distracted in this hour. You got to stay focused. Got to stay focused and remain focused. That ain't even what I was going to talk about tonight, but What I want to talk about tonight, God bless you, is your gift. Now, we started with the song about what can I render to the Lord, because he's been so good. He has been so good. And I want to go to the scripture, Proverbs 18 chapter, the 16th verse, and it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. I'm going to read it again. Proverbs 18 and 16 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Now, let's talk about this gift. This particular context here is talking about a gift. And we're talking about what can I render to Jehovah? What can I bring to him? What kind of a sacrifice? What kind of an offering? What kind of a gift can I bring to him to show how much I appreciate and how grateful that I am? Let's start off with the definition of a gift. A gift is something that you give to someone. A gift can also mean your value, your skills, your potential, your ability. So it's, when it says a man's gift makes room for him, what is it basically saying is your skills, your potential, your ability makes room for you. In other words, if you become a solving answer to a problem, then most likely people will seek you out, because the word is out that, well, if you have any technology problems, let me tell you who you want to call. You want to call this because he or she is really good at this. And so therefore, their gift is making room for them, getting them around to the right audience, to the right people, so that they can be exposed and noticed. And it's going to be great men and great women, depending on what your gift is, what's your skill, what's your potential. That can be spiritually or naturally. You may have a gift of the spirit of healing. You may have a gift of the spirit of deliverance. You may have a gift of the spirit of prophecy. That's going to make room for you. So whatever God has given you, because he's given all of us gifts, he's given all of us a measure of faith, he's given all of us grace, but it's up to us to activate that grace, to activate those skills, to cultivate them so that they'll come forth. The Bible says to grow in grace, which means that you started with some, now you got to grow in it. You got to make it excellent. You got to work on it, you know. And so whatever you're good at, it makes room for you. It calls you to be on high demand. People are going to be looking for you. It's amazing what people can do when they push to the wall. When you get your back against the wall and you just kind of out of everything, that's a good time for your gift to pop up and show up, because now you got to come up with something to get yourself from out of that position. And so a man's gift makes room for him and bringeth him before great men. So whatever God has given you to do, do it and do it well. Do it with excellence. And, you know, let me just say, because heaven is not going to go bankrupt. God got so much gift and so many graces and so much talent, you can't hardly even duplicate somebody, you know, because we don't want to be copycats. We're originals, right? Because God has so much. He's just waiting for you to tap into what is it that you're good at. What is it that you can do? What is it that you love? What do you have passion for? What do you do so well you can do it without even almost thinking? It just comes naturally for you. Then take that one thing and sharpen it up. Put it before the Lord. Work on that gift. And that gift is what's going to open up doors for you. That gift is what's going to cause high demand for you. That gift is what's going to cause people to search you out, look for you, amen, and bring you before great men that just keeps exposing you to greater and greater and greater. Because let me tell you something, it is God's will for us to shine. It is God's will for us to be different. And so when people see God's people, they see something different. They see a spirit of excellence. They see a spirit of perfection. They see a righteous spirit. They see the light. And so that brings us into a room that we would normally be in if we were not sharp in what God has given us to do. And so take the time to work on what that gift is. If you don't know what your gift is, if you don't know what your value is, if you don't know what abilities you have, what skills you have, what's your potential, if you don't know, seek the Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. What things? Everything you need, your gifts, your skills, your talents, your ability, your capability, all of that will be added. And when you find out and you connect with heaven and you know, this is what God created me for, because you'll know when you get there. You'll know when you get there because it will work just like a hand in a glove. It fits perfectly where it's at. Then you know that you have come to the purpose of why God created you. So you have to work on it. Work on perfecting it. Work on it because God wants us to rise above the world. God wants us to exceed what the world is doing. Why? Because that sets us apart. That sets us apart because they're looking at you like, well, these people, see, you'll start to get a label then. These people operate differently. These people have greater results. These people, and so then that puts a label on us. Who are these people? These people are the people of the living God. And so there should be a difference. There should be a difference in your workplace, how you work, how you do things. You should do things as excellent. You should do things as unto the Lord to represent Jesus Christ. You know, you should do things in your business differently. Your business should rise above the world's business. Why? Because we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we work on it. We work on it, like he says, to grow in your grace. What grace do you have? Grow in it. Study. Get knowledge about it. Do things out of the ordinary. Seek the Lord and ask him to give you wisdom, give you understanding, give you that extra arm so that you can stand out. And that standing out will bring you before great men. Why? Because I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. I'm doing what God gave me to do. And when you do what God gives you to do, and you become an original and not try to do what everybody else is doing, you stand out. You stand out. And then God will perfect it and make it excellent in what you do. And that's representing the kingdom of God. That's representing the kingdom of God. And what we do with that is we teach somebody else. We share. I think it was Maya Angelou that said, when you learn, teach. That's a good leader. When you learn, teach somebody else what you've learned. But a lot of times, you know, we want to keep things to ourselves so that we can shine all by ourselves. Well, that ain't no fun. If you're the only one shining, that ain't no fun. Come on. You got to be able to have skills to be able to teach somebody else how they can shine with what God has given them as well. Because everybody received a message. Everybody came with something. Just like the guy, the three that God gave the talents to, he gave all of them something to work with. And when he came back, he wanted to see, what did you do with what I gave you? How did you multiply it? How did you make it greater than what I gave it to you? And the one had five, he doubled it. The one that had three, he doubled. But the one that had one, he didn't strive to do nothing. He said, I ain't do nothing with mine. He said, well, that's okay if that's what you choose to do, but I'm going to take what you even have and I'm going to give it to those that do have. So the ones that win and the ones that get is the ones that's doing something with what God gave them in the first place. So there's no need to get mad, jealous, or envious when you come up empty-handed. because you didn't do anything but what God gave to you to do. Everybody has something to do. I think where we go wrong at is we look at what everybody else is doing and we try to duplicate what everybody else is doing. God is too great and you have way too much to have duplicates of anything. We don't have to duplicate. You just have to be yourself. Be and do what God gave you to do. Because it fits and it's going to make room for you because somebody needs you. Somebody needs what you have. Somebody needs your expertise. So make the best of everything that God has given you to do because someday you're going to meet him. Someday he's going to come back for what he gave you and see what you've done with it. And then that's when you're going to know if you wasted it or if you made the best of it. And don't feel guilty about being great. Don't feel guilty about being successful. Don't feel guilty about rising above. Amen. Because God said, I made you the head and I did not make you a tail. I made you above and I did not make you beneath. Amen. And so we have to learn as women and men of God to walk in what God designed us to be in with no apology. Come on, somebody. Don't apologize for the blessings of God. Don't apologize for the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to make one more point, and I'm going to open up the line. Another point I want to make is celebrate others that have made it before you because your day is coming. He says the first shall be last and last shall be first, which means there's going to be a switching at some point. But you got to learn to celebrate others. Celebrate other people. Support other people's success. That puts seed in the ground for you. There's so much fighting already. We have so much opposition to fight up against, you know, from the devil because he don't want to see any of us succeed. So we definitely don't need to cooperate with him and feed it to each other. Let's help one another. Let's support one another. Let's celebrate one another. All of us may not rise at the same time, but if you keep on going, you keep fighting, you keep working, you keep studying, you keep finding out knowledge, your turn's coming. You're going to arrive as well. And then somebody else comes, and somebody else comes, and somebody else comes. Because we're all God's children. We all win. We all walking in the same, under the same authority, under the same power, using the same power source, but different at the same time. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let Kevin open up the line. One thing I can say about Dr. Henderson is that she always shares in what she's getting, what she finds out. She wants to see everybody win. She shares in her knowledge. She shares in what she finds out. She shares in anything she can support to help you to move forward. She opened up this platform, not just only for ministry in the word or the things of spirituality, but it's for businesses as well. If you have a business, she opened up the platform to expose the business, to help you and to support you in that way. She has several businesses herself that help people to be able to get ahead and know what to do and direct them in the right direction. And so we need more people in the body of Christ that support, that celebrate, that wish you well, even though their turn may not have even come yet, but they know it's going to be my turn someday. I'm going to need this push. I'm going to need this support. And the Bible says, you reap what you sow. If you don't put it out there, it ain't going to come back to you. And so I want to encourage somebody today, you know, to get into your gift, get into your lane, get into your purpose. Find out what your abilities and your value and your skills are and work them things. Work them with excellence because it's God's will that you rise. Amen. God bless you. We're going to open up the line. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Baines, what a powerful message tonight. Woo! Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Evangelist, we got to talk about this one here. We got to talk about this a little bit here because I was taking notes, folks. I don't know about y'all, but I took some notes tonight as Evangelist was opening up.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Evangelist, we got to talk about this stand your ground. Yeah, you know, the world takes stuff and they take it and do what they got to do with it. But I want you to talk a little bit more about spiritually standing our ground. But not only that, we got to take the ground as well on top
Amen.
Of that. That's what I'm getting to tonight from you, from the word tonight you're saying. Could you talk a little bit more? Because we want people to have that tenacity. We want people to have that confidence in Jesus Christ to not let stuff overtake them, to not where they don't win. You know, all the things that where they get saddened or defeated or feel defeated, there's no defeat in Christ Jesus. Can you talk a little bit more about standing your ground and then take that ground each and every day in our spiritual attitude? Please talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah. So when you think about standing your ground spiritually, what you want to do is, first of all, know that you have a ground to stand because
yes.
you belong to God. So
yes,
know who
man.
You are. Be able to discern between familiar spirits. Be able to discern between your spirit and God's spirit. You know, and you got to work on these things to stand your
yes.
ground. Because
yes.
the enemy is always running his mouth, and he's always trying to convince you and talk you out
yes.
of who God
yes.
says you are, what God says you can do, and your abilities that you have. Sometimes
yes.
it's you. Sometimes it's the devil. Sometimes it's a spirit of familiarity. But they're all working together against you. So you have to know who you are and who your God is. You have to
yes.
be sold out to him. You have to be rooted and grounded in the things of God, first of all, so that you can stand your ground. So when the wind do blow, you ain't moving. So you have to have a solid foundation, my God. You have to know who Jesus is. You got to know who he made you to be. You got to not only know, but you got to believe in what he said. You got to believe when he said that I made you the head and not the tail. You got to believe when he said I made you above and not beneath. And you got to stand on it like a rattlesnake with a rat. I'm telling
yeah.
you, you got to get on that thing, grasp your teeth on it, and don't be moved. So you
yeah.
got to rehearse it in your mind. You got to meditate on what God said to you. You got to think about it. You got to get up about it. You got to pray on it. You got to be fasting on it. You got to be worshiping. You got to study the word. So you got to do what you got to do to remain in that place where you can stand. You got to hook up with godly people. You got to be connected to the right people. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I can do this by myself. I'm good. I'm all, you know, I'm just a loner. I just be to myself. No, don't do that.
That's
you
right.
Link up with some folks. Link
that's
up
right.
with some folks that's stronger than you. Link up with some people that are greater than you. Especially spiritually. Because listen, the wind gonna blow. And when you find yourself, it's easy for the wind to blow you over. But when you with a patch, oh no, it's gonna be a minute before he can blow you over. Because a three-strand
yeah.
cord ain't easy to be broken. But he wanna get you by yourself. Because he knows if he gets you by yourself, he's gonna work on your mind. He's gonna work on everything. He's gonna work on every weak spot on you. He's gonna punch, punch, punch until he blow you down. But when you with somebody, the Bible said two is better than one. When you with somebody, they're going to pick up on what you're going through. They're going to discern what spirit is operating and what spirit is working against you. And they're going to join in their faith with yours. They're going to join in their faith with yours and link up with you and overthrow that thing. Overthrow it. And we have to stay consistently with the right people because the enemy may go away for a little while. You may get the victory, but he's always looking for that moment to come back. Always looking for that moment to come back and weaken you. And so you want to know who you are. You want to be connected to the right thing. If you have to believe what God says. You got to believe his word. You have to have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and teach you. so that you can stand firm. So you can stand firm. Listen, the Bible tells us, he said, listen, whatsoever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that territory shall be yours. See, there is territory that the enemy has that's demonically influenced.
Yes. But
because we have the power and the authority of the living God living inside of us, we can take that territory, which is rightfully ours in the beginning. But because of maybe sleeping on the job or maybe dead in the spirit, he has come in and crept in. The Bible says while men slept, the enemy crept in and stole. And so there are some territories they have stolen. Why? Because somebody was sleeping on the job. Somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do. That's why I said it behooves us today to be able to stand, hold our position. Don't be moved. Don't be swayed. Make sure you search in yourself, finding every weak area in you, and begin to work on those weak areas to fortify them so that when the enemy comes to knock and when the enemy comes to tempt you, you already have taken care of those areas, because that's the first area he's coming to, is that weak area. So, for instance, if you're operating or if you're weak in the area of lust, you need to work on it, because that's the area he's going to try to get you in. He's going to bring you everything that he can to try to take you down in lust. So he's a tempter. He comes to tempt you, just like
yeah.
He did Jesus. He comes with all kinds of things to tempt you. Took Jesus up to a mountain, took him on a high mountain, the Spirit said. And said to him, offer him, I'll give you all of this. If you just bow down and worship me, because all of it belongs to me, I give it to you. So if you have a weakness with things, material things, money, places, stuff like that, that's where he's going to come at. And when he comes in like a flood.
Yeah.
To overthrow you. God. And if you're not connected to strong, godly people, he gets you alone, you will turn your back on God and you will start worshiping that stuff. But we are accountable to one another. Get with you some people and some friends that's going to tell you the truth. When you're wrong, they're going to tell you the truth. When you ain't walking right, they're going to tell you the truth. Because if you with somebody that'll overlook your sin and overlook your mess and won't tell you, that person is a dangerous person.
Yes.
You need to get away from that person.
Yes,
because the Bible says that we shall know the truth and the truth will set us free. The truth going to make you free. Ain't nothing else going to get you free but truth. Nothing else. So if you want somebody that don't speak truth to you, they always got something good to say to you, always nice, get with some people that sometimes they make you mad. Why? Because they didn't told you the truth. They didn't told you something that put a light on that devil or that demon in you. So we got to be able to do whatever we have to do to work on ourselves. The Bible says every man is to work out their own soul salvation.
Yes,
with
yes.
And trembling. Fear
Amen.
And trembling. That means, okay, I got a problem, and I got a weakness here, and I need to find somebody that's stronger than me in this area, and I need to link up with them, and I need to help, you know, hang out with them or be with them or get in me a different circle, because the circle that I'm in is all right with my sin and my foolishness, and I'm on my way to hell, and I'm weak, and the devil beats me up. You at the wrong track. You give us the right path. When you see a pack of lions together, you don't see nobody running up. You don't see no animals running up on them. They very cautious. Why? Because they know the danger that a pack of lions can do to them. Will rip them apart. Will kill them and destroy them. That's what you want your enemy to see. When he see you and he see your weakness, he want to see that pack with you as well. He want to see the spirit of God with you. He needs to see angels with you. That's ready to fight for you. Then he knows she ain't alone. He ain't alone. I can't attack her. Not now. I got to try to find some way to lure her or lure him away where I can get them alone. Then I have a better chance of destroying them.
Yeah.
So we have to stand our ground, know what we're here for. We're here to fight a battle. We're here to glorify God. We're here to make ourselves available unto him. We're here to do his will, not ours. We're here for him. So You got to study yourself. You got to know yourself. And you got to be honest with yourself. I got a problem here. I'm weak here. My prayer life is weak. My fasting life is weak. My studying is weak. So if you know it, you best leave your enemy know it too. So we have to stand strong and know the truth. Know the truth. Seek out the truth. Seek the Holy Spirit for direction. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Obey the Holy Spirit. Don't do your own thing. The Bible says we're not our own. We belong to somebody. We've been bought with a price. There's only two fathers, the father of lies and the father of faith.
Yeah.
Who's your dad? Who your dad? But whoever your dad is, that's who you're going to obey. That's who you're going to come in agreement with. So you got to be able to identify who's talking to you, who's running your life, who's leading you, what's leading you. And ain't nothing wrong with analyzing it. Say, let me check something out here. Hold on. Why is this happening to me? What is going on? I need to check myself. I need to check some stuff.
Yeah, evangelist.
And check it. Seek out real men and women of God, real prophets that's going to speak the truth, that ain't thinking about your feelings. Because if we keep on worrying about people's feelings and offending people, people going to end up in hell.
Yeah.
The Bible says to cry loud, spare not. Don't spare. If you spare, you spoil. You spoil. And when we do it in love, people appreciate that. I appreciate somebody calling me and say, sister, you know God's showing me some things about you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak the truth to you in love. Let's fast together. Let's pray together. Let me get with you and work with you every day for a few weeks, few months until we get you a little strong in that area. They ain't going to tell all your business to everybody.
Right.
They're working with you. They're doing their God-given gift. That's what God created them to do, to be a good leader. That's
Amen.
My people. Feed
Amen.
My people. But you got to be obedient.
Yep.
You got to be obedient. Amen.
Amen, evangelist. That was powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe there, this is Straight to the Point with evangelist Jacqueline Mays dropping the word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Man, I just had to ask about that standing the ground. We got to start taking back some of these phrases that the world uses for whatever reason they use it for. We're going to take them all back right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
That will help us. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about your soul. It's the soul of men. You must guard it. You must guard that soul. Hey, baby. Woo, mama mia. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do you guard it, you have to know that you know that you know and stand on the word of God, as evangelist shared with you tonight. Evangelist, that was powerful. We thank you so much for that word tonight. And we're just excited about the folks who are blessed and being blessed tonight all across the network. I've got some family members that are listening in upstate New York, so thank my family right now for listening to the word tonight. God bless you. We love you all up there in New York State. I love it.
Thank the Lord.
But thank the Lord. Well, evangelist, back to you. We got folks busy tonight, I guess, and doing whatever. Some folks working tonight. They got to work and stuff. We understand that. So bless everybody that normally would be on tonight. We just bless them in the name of the Lord. But back to you, evangelist. We're excited about the word.
Amen. God bless you. And God bless everyone that is listening out there who will be listening back. You know, I thank God for his spirit, the spirit of the living God that lives inside of us. You know, the Bible said those that are led by the spirit are the sons of God. And so we have to be able to honor and respect the spirit in such a high level that we can clearly be led by the spirit and know our direction that we are going and what we're doing, you know, because there's nothing worse than a blind person leading a blind person. There's no hope. There's no hope. So we thank God for a moment of an opportunity to be able to come on again and to minister the word of the Lord. It's wonderful to be on live tonight. It's been a little while. So I do thank God for the time to be able to come on live. I thank God so much for Dr. Henderson. I cannot thank you enough for what you do, what you have done, you know, how you have impacted all across the globe. God bless you. God strengthen you. God continue to give you more grace, more peace, more anointing to do the will of the living God. Amen. We thank God for you too, Dr. Vaughn, that have so faithfully come on week after week after week and do what you do in excellence. Do what you do in excellence. So we thank God for you operating in your gift and God making room for you, because I can see God making room for you and bringing you in to even greater opportunities and even greater men and women, not only of God, but even in the secular world, that God will bring you in the company of men and women that you may have never imagined that you would sit down with. But God is able to open those doors and make ways where it will blow your mind. So we thank God for you. We thank God for your network and your business and what you do for the kingdom of God, what you do for us around the globe as well. Amen. And so, listen, you don't want to forget. You don't want to forget to seek the Lord with all of your heart. Seek the Lord, especially in this day and time. Seek the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and body. Be willing to give up. Surrender all for the kingdom of God. You will not regret it. Amen. So God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us here at Straight to the Point. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Evangelist May, for all the words here and encouragement. And thank you for the blessing today. I receive all of it in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, you need to give Evangelist another round of applause for that powerful word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also, too, Evangelist, you guys can follow Evangelist on Facebook. Evangelist Jacqueline May is on Facebook. Just type in Jacqueline May. You'll see her there on Facebook, guys. You guys follow her there and get more information about her wonderful network and business as well. Yes. He's on Facebook, guys. Y'all check it out. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to share this out as well to your network, ladies and gentlemen. You never know who Evangelist has touched tonight and who she will touch through the Word of God tonight. So I want you guys to share this out on your networks, guys. At least 20 to 30 people, folks. We be putting everything else out there, Evangelist. We can put this word out there for sure.
Amen.
On our network, guys. So please share this
Amen.
Out, guys. You never know who Evangelist will touch through the word of the Lord tonight. And we want God to be glorified in everything that we do. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, just remember, we're here every Monday evening. Lord willing, we're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m., guys, with the network there as our prophetess Dolores Henderson has set up for us. So we're here supporting you and supporting your family, supporting your business, supporting your sphere of influence, those around you. So we're just excited about what y'all are doing out there as well. So, hey, give us a holler, guys. Let us know what you think. If you can't get in touch with Evangelist, if you want to get to know her, let me know. We'll make sure we forward the information to her as well, okay? We love you so much out there as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Straight to the Point. We're going to leave you with a wonderful song, Lord, You're Mighty. We're going to leave a wonderful song with you tonight for those who want to listen a little bit more. Lord, You are mighty, and we just thank God for the opportunity to be here tonight. Evangelist Jack LeMay, thank you so much for your time tonight. And
God
the word was powerful. Amen. Hey, we want to, Dr. Henderson would say, guys, we would want you to have a wonderful rest of the day, of course, but always remember to out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other, and remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everybody. Take care. Hey, this has been your Global Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jacqueline Mays tonight. God bless everybody.
Amen.
Evangelist Jacqueline May. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, our Jesus is Lord. That song is J.J. Harrison. Lord, you are mighty. And yes, we do serve an awesome and mighty God, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Y'all take care of yourselves. And we'll see you next time. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. Let's get a Lord a handcuff of praise.